الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدًا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أفضل الخلق وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا قيل لكم تفسحوا في المجالس فافسحوا يفسح الله لكم وإذا قيل انشزوا فانشزوا يرفع الله الذين علم درجات والله بما تعملون خبير وعن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يفقهه في الدين وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه البخاري Selesai salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baba. Most respected and noble ulama-i kiram, elders, friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the limitless favors and bounties that Allah Ta'ala perpetually showers upon us. Foremost of all, iman and the perfect teachings of Islam. And that Allah Ta'ala has made us in the ummah of His beloved Habib Sayyidina Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most superior in the entire creation of Allah Ta'ala, the most beloved unto Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and belief in the finality of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's prophethood and being the last messenger is from the fundamentals of iman. Allah Ta'ala attests to this in the Qur'an, وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ and the seal of all Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. There is no other Nabi to come after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any claim to nubuwah, movements such as the Qadiani movement, where a person makes a claim to being a prophet and a messenger after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is blatant kufr and disbelief, and contrary to the fundamental beliefs of Islam. So no other Nabi and Messenger to come, no other revelation to come. The deen of Allah Ta'ala, the deen of Islam, the Quran Kareem, the knowledge of this deen remains divinely protected up till the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala personally takes responsibility for this. Regarding the Quran Kareem, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. We have revealed this Quran as a great form of advice, and we personally take responsibility of its protection. So unique and special to the protection of the knowledge of this deen in the form foremost of the Quran Kareem, the extension and the other form of wahi, the ahadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the injunctions of deen. And that no matter what efforts the enemies may expire themselves in trying to take Muslims away from Islam as revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are, for essentially Allah ta'ala has taken the responsibility as His personal one, divinely protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the history of the knowledge of Islam and the way it has come down heart to heart, generation to generation, the golden chain of transmission is unique to this ummah. Be it the knowledge of the Quran Kareem, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great efforts and sacrifices had gone into the preservation and the protection of this knowledge coming down to us heart to heart and generation to generation. And we as the ummah have another speciality called isnad and sanad, who is proficient and studies tafsir of Quran or ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the laws and injunctions of fiqh and jurisprudence. Anybody who makes a claim to be proficient in those, then it is tested and checked by means of a sanad, a chain that goes from that person to his ustad, in turn to his ustad, and finally ends up right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore extremely important that when we acquire the knowledge of deen, especially keeping in mind the many, many challenges on iman and Islam being protected in its original state, in these times, with the proliferation of abundant information available, social media, etc., extremely important, as the pious predecessors of this ummah, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahimahullah, and others advise, and selective in whom you take your deen of your knowledge of deen, ensure that it is from a reputable alim, living and practice the sunnah apparently as well as internally, and is linked in the chain that goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And therefore, the acquiring of deeni knowledge has been strongly emphasized in the history of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many ayatis of acquiring deeni knowledge. And bearing in mind, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, we have many opportunities in the environment in which we live, when we will speak about the virtues of deeni knowledge, understand the sacrifices with which one word has come down to us. We have many opportunities at the ground level and the core, the crux and the foundation, the maktab system, as my respected and recently emphasizing, a unique and a special ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala. I had the honor a number of years ago of performing Taraweeh in South America, where according to statistics, more than 1 million Muslims should have been existent, looking at the migrations mainly from the Middle East. And harrowing statistics, I will just give one that I personally witnessed. Santiago, the capital of Chile, at the time was only the first masjid had been built 90 years after the first Muslims had arrived. And according to statistics, in Santiago alone, there should have been more than 10,000 Muslims. In Salatul Jumu'ah, of those, the number who would come for Salatul Jumu'ah, in the only masjid, so there's no possibility that they may have gone for another jama'ah, the only jumu'ah in the entire city, not more than 5 individuals of those. And this is the story throughout South America. And one of the core reasons given, in comparison, we are indebted to our forefathers, the superseders as Muslims in this country, We have, for example, Muslims in Cape Town in existence for more than 350 years. Great giants of knowledge. Sheikh Yusuf, emanating from the island of Makassar in Indonesia, 2+ some years ago, incarcerated in Robben Island for 13 years. And what did he do with the foresight of the Muslim community in this country? Wrote one, and according to his descendants, who personally told me, wrote 5 Qur'ans from memory while incarcerated in Robben Island. We have, about 150 years ago, those who originate from the Indo-Pak subcontinent, what great wisdom and foresight that in every town that they had went was the establishment of the masjid, attached to it the maktab madrasa, so that the foundation phase of Islamic knowledge is transmitted. One only has to travel across the Atlantic Ocean to realize the great wisdom and foresight for the establishment of these various infrastructures of deen. May Allah Ta'ala reward them abundantly. So we find from the very earliest moments of Islam, great sacrifices. Sayyidina Abu, greatest amount of hadith from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says people will object and say that Abu Huraira has narrated an abundant amount of hadith. How is this possible? He says, it is very simple. My brothers from the Ansar and Muhajirin were occupied together with the companionship of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with trade and farming respectively, while I had dedicated myself solely to the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to acquire dini knowledge. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in which he was granted photographic memory. There were instances that in his love and pursuit of knowledge in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sometimes such severe pangs of hunger that he would faint, he would fall unconscious. People would think that he was afflicted with epilepsy, but he says the only reason I would faint would be the severity of the pangs of hunger. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he was yet in his prime years, in his teen years. He did not suffice that I am the cousin of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him when he was serving his ustad.